Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Do you see me waiting for you to point?
Yeah. I got a point.
You have to. It's the rule.
Or it was sadness ensues, I suppose.
It's true. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, I'm all right. A little tired.
Yeah, me too.
You were gone for a couple days, and I was making bad decisions, so...
Yeah, you were with El Mule, actually.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm okay.
I was at work. I was at a work conference.
I know.
Okay, Brandon, how you like? Other than tired, what's your nerd thing this week?
I don't really have one. I don't know.
You survived.
I survived.
Good job.
I'm surviving. We're surviving. Yeah. Well, I guess my nerd thing is I was doing karaoke.
What song did you karaoke to?
A couple nights ago. I was told it was I'm Too Sexy. And that's very unfortunate.
But you know what's more unfortunate?
No, I do remember doing it. I wasn't in that bad of shape at that point.
But you didn't pick the song. You were told do it.
I was summoned to the stage
and then the song
without
started.
My knowledge. And then the song started and I was like, oh, okay. We're doing this.
Do you know what's more unfortunate? I have asked, pleaded, nagged, and have yet to receive a video.
I was singing. I don't have a video.
Someone has one, and you could have easily asked. I'm just saying. You could have.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Yeah. Anyway, how about you? What's your nerd thing?
No, I was at a work conference.
Yeah, that is pretty nerdy.
do you want to hear about it?
Sure, I guess.
It's very
You just got home, so I haven't heard about
it. No, I literally just got home. We started recording. Like, hi, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, I missed you.
Miss you, too. So it was about collective equity and visible learners.
Oh, like equity in, like, a IPO?
I don't know what those letters mean.
That's doing an accounting joke.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Hilarious.
There's this idea, and it was like, or there is this idea that, to kind of summarize, that like every little thing, the impact or the effect that it has on, actually you would have liked this, on students in a very, like, was measured and there was data and like graphs and spreadsheets.
I know you like those.
So it's like a particular activity might have an effect of like 0.2 or 0.6 or
on what kind of scale? Like what?
Well, so okay, so like there's like a barometer, and
it's like a Richter scale except for learning.
Exactly, basically. That's
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, that was kind of the whole thing.
That is very nerdy. Moving on.
I'm like trying to summarize.
Yeah, no, you're stumbling. We're moving on. Keep it going. We got lots of new listeners. They're going to turn it off fast.
Okay, okay. Well, Brandon, what are you drinking?
I am surprisingly drinking today. It's just gin and, well, this is, it's not bubbly because I usually have bubbly, but I picked up like a new Western Family thing. It tastes like bubbly.
Oh, what kind is this one?
It's just peach.
Oh, okay.
Peach and some, yeah. I don't know, sparkling water and gin.
Okay. I thought of something because I don't want to lose our new listeners. I thought of another nerd thing.
Okay.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
Other than editing this. Probably playing video games.
Also that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is October. We're recording this on September 30th, which is also, I want to acknowledge, Truth and Reconciliation Day. Was listening to a lot of that on the radio on the way home.
Yeah, I watched a football game last night. The Riders did not do very well, but it was in BC, BC Place, BC Lions, and it was Orange Shirt Day.
Yeah, we had Orange Shirt
and
Day
they had
today.
They had a really cool, like, the BC Lions football team had these really cool orange shirts where their logo was like kind of redone, I'm sure a native artist did it, and it was, like, very cool style, like a totem pole kind of thing.
Very cool. I should find a picture. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Less awesome how the Rough Riders did, but...
Well, yeah. and so they, like, had given them out to, whatever, the first 10,000 or whatever
people.
So there was a whole bunch of orange shirts in the stands, and, of course, their jersey's orange naturally anyway,
right.
So it worked really well.
Yeah, we did, like, for today. It's technically Orange Shirt Day, but it's done on Fridays if there isn't a... Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like at my school, it was Friday, but we're recording this Saturday. And, like, yeah, at the convention, it was Orange Shirt Day. But anyway, so I was listening to a lot of that on the radio. But tomorrow, that means tomorrow is October 1st. I'm going to decorate for Halloween.
Sweet.
October 1st.
Perfect.
Spooky season.
Great.
I'm going to pull out all my nightmare clothes. I mean, who am I kidding? I wear that all the time anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, all my spooky stuff and...
Yeah, spooky time.
Yeah, spooky time. Which, I'm going to come back to this other stuff in a minute, but we are going to be doing all our spooky season episodes now.
Yeah, like starting with today. This one. Exactly.
Yeah, good.
You didn't talk about what you're drinking, though. You've gone off the rails.
I'm
and
sorry.
This is very important.
I am drinking... This is actually very important because I'm drinking... homemade apple cider, hot apple cider, with pumpkin Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Pumpkin
Jack.
Pumpkin Jack. Brandon makes me homemade apple cider every year, or I cry. And the first time you did was a surprise. And that was a long time ago now, actually.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago. But yeah, they came out with the Captain Morgan's pumpkin, mm-hmm. and you bought it because it looked cool, and I was like, what on earth are we going to drink this with? Well, you can drink it, because I'm not going to drink it. I don't like apple cider either.
But no, literally, it's just for me.
I looked up, well, what can you drink pumpkin jack with, and they said, yeah, it's good in apple cider, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll learn how to make apple cider.
Yeah, I love apple cider, and... Yeah, I've always loved all kinds of apple cider, but homemade is just...
It's very yum, easy. You just need a slow cooker and a bunch of apples.
Yum. And cinnamon.
Yes, cinnamon. Preferably in stick form.
Right.
I mean, but you can use powdered form, too, but stick form is
better. Anyway, it's delicious, and it makes me happy. I liked coming... So Brandon had it heating up, so I came home to a house that smelled like apple cider, and it made me happy. So that's definitely what I'm drinking. Also, Brandon, we have an Ahsoka episode. Second last one. We're going to be wrapping it up. What do you... Spoiler-free gut reaction. What do you think?
I like it. it's getting close to being my favorite Star Wars show now. Like, yeah. Season one of Mandalorian is still a pretty high watermark.
Andor.
And Andor's good in its own way, but like... I don't know. Season one of Mandalorian is just fun, but this is like the most Star Wars-y one.
This is very Star Wars-y.
Like, Andor was just a good show, and like Star Wars was part of the, like it wasn't Star Wars-y. Mm. It was a little bit more gritty and whatever, and it worked. Like,
totally.
I think that you can do that with Star Wars, and they should do that, like different genres or
Agreed.
Whatever. But Ahsoka's just like pure.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you the same vibes as the original trilogy kind of thing. And just,
I think it's so good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I don't know.
My only concern is they've got a lot of stuff to do in one episode.
I think there's going to be a cliffhanger.
I think too. We're looking at season two cliffhanger.
I think you're getting a... Well, not necessarily season two.
Or the film.
The Filoni-verse, the Mando-verse is a thing. So they're building to that. And I think it's going to be like the Empire Strikes Back version where... It kind of ends on a bit of a bummer, but, like, maybe bittersweet.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
It's giving off that vibe leading to it anyway,
so
totally makes sense. Brandon, before we head to the news, have you got a Better Know a Listener?
I do.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Because we skipped last week.
Because we had a nice
little message.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, anyway.
We had to correct how we had been mispronouncing this city.
Oh, embarrassing. I'm not going to mispronounce this one,
though. Okay, I'm ready.
So this listener area, it's not technically a city because they've never incorporated, apparently, which is kind of interesting. But it's a census-designated place is the term for it. And it's called Wesley Chapel.
That is an amazing name.
Wesley.
Chapel.
5 bonus points to whoever gets that reference.
If you get that reference, please message us, because that's amazing.
Very obscure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. They like came out with a new season.
There is a new season on HBO Max or Max.
There's a hint if you're like, if you can't quite put your finger
on it. Exactly. So Wesley Chapel apparently originated around the mid-1800s as a community of settlers. And, of course, there was Native American presence dating back, like, 10,000 years of BC course, or yep. something like that. They were big on lumber
mm-hmm.
and turpentine production.
Turpentine, okay.
Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also big on gator hunting.
Oh, that tracks.
another nickname for the area was Gator Town,
oh.
I think. Just let me find it here. Yeah, it had a funny nickname, like Gatorville or Gatorburg.
Oh, can we call it Gatorburg?
It's not actually Gatorburg.
Oh.
But,
should be.
Yeah, Gatorville. Gatorville. Popular nickname. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. A lot of gators, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess so. I hope
but
so.
But fewer than there were before.
They're hunting them, yeah. They, like, lumbered out all the... They deforested it and became a big ranch land in as well. Then they had a big influx of settlers during the Civil War time.
Oh.
And it's not a city. It's basically just a suburb of Tampa.
So ranchland around Tampa. I'm having a hard time with my brain wrapping around that, hey?
We're learning all sorts of things about Florida.
Ranchland, there's bears.
You picture Disney World and you picture swamps and you picture like Miami.
Yeah.
But there's bears and
ranch
forests and...
The Gators was totally...
I don't know. Florida is a big state. That makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting.
And also boo Tampa. I don't like them because they have a bad hockey team. I don't like their hockey team.
No? You don't like their hockey team?
No. The Leafs played them 2 years in a row and it's just...
Yeah.
They at least won last year, but that was the only happiness that was to be had. So, anyway...
Hey, we're getting close to hockey season again.
We are. Very,
so boo Tampa?
Very, very close.
Boo Tampa, but well, yay Wesley.
Wesley.
Chapel.
There you go.
If you know, it'd be even better if you are from Wesley Chapel and you understand that reference. Please let us know.
Probably not. That was not an American show.
Oh, I guess not.
No,
hey?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Very Canadian. Yes.
Never mind then. I mean, cool if you do, but you don't.
That would be surprising.
There have been like a shocking amount of Canadian shows that did make their way down to the States.
Yeah, like two.
Okay, well, still.
Schitt's Creek.
It's Schitt's Creek.
And, yeah, that's
fair enough.
It. Yeah.
Ha, it sounded like we swore. That's the name of the show.
But it's the name of the show.
There's a C in it.
Yeah. That's their name, their last name. They're mm-hmm. the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we still haven't seen it because we're bad Canadians, but...
yeah. That's cool. Hi, people from Wesley Chapel.
Oh, they also did a lot of moonshining, apparently. So,
ooh.
Gator hunting and moonshining.
Gator hunting, ranching, people coming there during the Civil War or after the Civil War?
After, I think.
After the Civil War and moonshining. And now it's like a suburb of Tampa.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's, we haven't had a Better Know a Listener from that area. Like, Florida.
I think
area.
I did a Florida one early on, but I don't really remember. I don't know.
All right, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so first news item, the villas at Disneyland Resort are open.
The villas.
The villas.
Okay.
That's the DVC villas.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what they're called.
Isn't the villas like the really high-end rooms?
Maybe. I don't know. That's just what the thing is.
Because they have... I thought those were the... They have like two or three of the like two-story ones. And anyway, so the DVC Tower is open is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess so. The news thing just said Disneyland Hotel DVC Villas.
Okay, wow.
So yes, I don't know if DVC that's everything tower, yeah. or what the deal is.
The deal.
The villas at Disneyland Hotel is what the tower is called.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
See, I thought the villas were just those big rooms, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Also, there's like merch associated with it, of course, because there's merch associated with everything. And then speaking of merch, you know how it's now officially spooky season?
It is, yeah.
Disneyland has also given us a sneak peek of the holiday merchandise. If you are a Disneyland Resort Magic Key holder, there's a pre-sale going on right now to secure whatever.
No, it's too early.
The limited quantity.
Allow spooky season to have its time. It's too early. Stop it.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
No. Spooky season.
Yeah, so anyway, that is what I've got for news. And that Haunted Mansion is almost on Disney Plus. We're going to watch it.
Speaking of Christmas and spooky season, have you ever seen the... It's a video meme, and it's the scene from Helm's Deep, Lord of the Rings, and it's Aragorn talking to King Theoden, and Aragorn's like, "How long do you need?" And King Theoden says, "As long as you can give me," and it's labeled Aragorn's Halloween and Theoden's everyone. And then the orcs are trying to break down the door with the battering ram, but they've put a video, like the video of Mariah Carey from her Christmas song on it, trying to break down the door, and it makes me laugh. I'll find it and show it
do
to
it.
You after
that
this.
Sounds amazing.
It's really well done. Because
I was maybe talking to someone this weekend about Christmas shopping.
No, I mean, you can shop, but just don't talk about it.
It was about what I should get you.
A 3D printer. I told you that.
I know,
already.
That's what the conversation was. And also spooky season, so it's okay. You said you have news.
I do. Okay.
I guess that it's not that Christmas is coming.
No, it's not. It's not that Christmas is coming. No. Disney and the NFL are doing the weirdest crossover promotion I've ever heard.
Disney and the NFL.
Well, I mean, Disney owns ESPN, so it's not.
Right.
It's not that weird. But no, there's a couple NFL teams. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I don't know the other team. It doesn't really matter. But they're over doing... They've done it before, and I think they stopped for COVID, but then they're going to make it an annual thing again. There's two teams over there, and they're going to play a regular season game in England at Wembley Stadium.
Okay.
But that's not the crossover.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's just something cool happening.
They are simulcasting it live with a 3D animated Toy Story version.
What?
So you can go on ESPN Plus, apparently Disney Plus, and in Canada TSN Plus, and you can watch the game play out in Andy's room, and then like the Toy Story toys are going to be in the stands or something, and like each player has like their own 3D model in there, and it's going to be live tracked, like, so the game
really
it's this really weird thing.
That is weird. When is this?
Tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. So not tomorrow from when you're listening to
no.
this, because it'll have
happened.
It already have happened, but yes, this Sunday at 9:30 a.m.
Can we watch
Eastern,
this or part of it or something?
We can try. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. I don't know if it's on our Disney Plus or what. I'll try and find it because it's interesting to me.
Yeah, I want to at least see a clip.
Probably
of
have
what
to get up bright
like.
And early. Yeah. Oh, it's the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Jacksonville Jaguars at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Sunday.
Okay.
So. Not great news if you're listening to this on Monday, but
but maybe you can find a clip or something.
Yeah,
to see what this looks like.
I'm sure
something will be on YouTube.
Kind of cool. And
yeah.
Anyway, they're advertising it with some of the players
wearing. That's cool.
Buzz
and
Woody costumes, football style Buzz and Woody costumes. They're actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They should sell those.
They should.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
They have to. If they're doing this thing, there has to be merch and stuff associated with it, right?
Yeah. Anyway, and it's cool is that Wembley Stadium, because I was just my other nerd thing, I guess. I was just watching the it's a Hulu sports documentary called Welcome to Wrexham, where Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought a Welsh football team.
Ooh.
And in the first season they go to the finals of this one tournament and they go play in Wembley Stadium, and they talk a bunch about Wembley Stadium and the history of it and stuff, and it's a pretty big deal, Wembley Stadium.
Wembley sounds like Wesley.
A little bit, yeah. But no, it's a big...
That's cool.
It's like the third largest stadium in the world or something, and they play a lot of big soccer matches there, or football matches, as they would say. So
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like really curious to see what this looks like. We gotta find something.
Yeah, I'll try. And okay. Yeah. There you go.
Very cool. That is definitely some cool nerd stuff that I had no idea about. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got my finger to the pulse of the The sports ball, so.
The sports ball.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to the main topic.
There was an idea to bring together a couple of regular podcasters to see if they could talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We call it the Disney A Initiative.
Okay, Brandon, it's spooky season. Are you happy for spooky season?
I am.
We have, of course, as always, a month of spooky stuff lined up. All our episodes, except one, because Ahsoka's ending, is spooky focused.
There's some spooky stuff in Ahsoka.
That's true.
I don't know.
We're going to make it work. But last year and the year before, which tells you how many Octobers we've been doing this now, we talk about villains.
Villains.
During spooky season.
Villains don't get enough credit because, like, without them, the movie wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's true. So first we talked just about Disney animated villains, and then we talked about last year, we talked about sidekicks, actually. So we're going to talk about the MCU villains this year.
Sidekick villains, not sidekick heroes.
True, sidekick villains. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Villains, sidekicks, I meant to say. Yeah. Yes, thank you. We're going to talk about MCU, and I kept this list just to the films. Okay, we're not bringing in any of the Disney Plus shows for this one. Or any of the Netflix MCU shows, shows either.
There's plenty of MCU movies. I think we'll be okay
exactly.
with just, yeah. And,
exactly.
And some of the Netflix, well, some of the, although I think one of the best MCU villains is from one of the Netflix shows.
I 100%
shows.
Agree. Actually two of them.
But some of the other Disney Plus ones don't have like a set villain. It's more like circumstance or whatever. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So I have here a list of all of the chronological by like not release,
release.
Date. No, not by release. Oh. By like in the time period.
Okay.
Of all the films and then their villain or villains. And some of them are like gray area villains or they might show up in more than one. You'll see what I mean when I get to those ones. So I'm going to go through the whole list and then we're going to kind of draft. We're going to do a draft and we're going to do three each for the best villains.
Who gets to start?
I'll let you start because you're half dead still.
I'm not half dead.
You said
I'm not dead yet.
Okay, let's go through. So the first one is obviously Captain America, First Avenger, and the villain is Red Skull.
I mean, technically, wouldn't the Eternals be first chronologically? Don't they start in like 8,000
They do, but
BC?
A lot of their story is actually after, and that's what they were going by, not when it starts.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I did think the same thing, actually. Then we have Captain Marvel, and I might say some of these wrong. I'm sorry. Yon-Rogg? The one Jude Law.
Jude Law, yeah. Jude Law, yeah. I'm just
Iron Man, Obadiah Stane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Iron Man 2. There were two. There was Justin Hammer, and then there was Ivan Vanko.
Yeah.
I don't have a Russian accent.
Whiplash.
Whiplash,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. And then there was the Incredible Hulk, and they actually count Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah.
As well as Abomination. So they count two for that,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For Thor, we have Loki. And for the Avengers, we have Loki. Then we have Thor the Dark World with Malekith?
Yeah, the dark elf guy that no one cares about.
Yeah,
and he
one.
Sucks. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Iron Man 3, Aldrith, Killian, and Trevor, or the Mandarin, who's not actually the villain.
No, he doesn't count as the villain, I don't think. He's just an actor. It was Aldrith Killian is the villain, for sure.
But yeah, they're both on the list, so we're not picking Trevor. Don't pick Trevor, please. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, also has two. It has the Winter Soldier, who ends up, again, that's like, I get that he seems like a villain for the first part, but
that works better than Trevor Slattery being a villain. I'm
right.
Sorry. Yeah, like, Winter Soldier was a villain. He was brainwashed, but he was a villain.
Yeah.
So,
and then Alexander Pierce, and that was the Robert Redford.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1, obviously, is Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is actually the one that apparently was next on the list, and there were two. They did count Aisha, and then, of course, Ego. Gold Lady, who ends up...
But
she was... I guess she was, like, kind of a villain for a couple moments. The big villain there is Ego, but they are counting. There are a couple where there was a minor villain in both of these. There's some more coming up that are going to be the same kind of idea.
Yeah.
Like, in the next one, Avengers Age of Ultron, they counted Ulysses Claw as well as Ultron.
I guess.
Well, that was it. It's like, I guess. But they're on the list, so I included them. Ant-Man, Yellow Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America, Civil War. Baron Zemo.
Yes.
Yay. Black Widow. Dreykov and Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man Homecoming, we have Vulture.
Ooh,
Bruce right. Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Michael Keaton.
Keaton, thank you.
Yes.
So Spider-Man Homecoming. Then we had Black Panther. Again, they counted Ulysses Claw. Yeah. And then also Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Doctor Strange, we had two. We have, oh boy, Caecilius.
Yeah.
And Dormammu.
Mm-hmm.
Thor Ragnarok, we have Hela, but they also counted the Grandmaster.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah, okay.
I get he was villainous, but Ant-Man and the Wasp, Goliath and Ghost, Avengers Infinity War, Thanos, Avengers Endgame, Thanos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, we have two. We have Wenwu, like dad, basically.
Yep, yep.
And then we also have The Dweller in Darkness.
Yeah, the third act CGI monster. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For after that is The Eternals, and that is Ereshkigal the Judge. Spider-Man No Way Home, we have the Green Goblin. Technically, he was the villain.
Yeah, and like there was like four other ones, too.
Yeah, but they counted that one as the villain. Probably just because he was Dafoe. And
yeah, but okay. If you're gonna count Trevor Slattery as a villain, you gotta count Reptile.
You know what? Let's put him in here. I'm gonna put him in here.
Yeah.
The list is. You know what? We're gonna say the list was wrong on this one. Okay. We've got Green Goblin. We have Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm writing it out here. We have Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I typed up.
Electro.
Electro, that's not how we spell that. That doesn't matter. We can figure it out.
Mm. And the lizard.
The lizard. Is that actually what he's called?
Yeah, I think he's the lizard.
Okay. Okay, so we have a lot in Spider-Man No Way Home, which is very cool. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, we have Wanda Maximoff. Thor, Love and Thunder, we have Gore the God Butcher. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, we have Namor.
Mm-hmm,
Ant-Man
mm-hmm.
and the Wasp, Quantumania, we have MODOK and Kang the Conqueror, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of those more so than the other. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, we have Adam Warlock, and we have the High Evolutionary.
Right, and
Adam Warlock with like a, mm-hmm. And they had Aisha on this one too, but I already had two, and I was like, that's fine.
Right. I would say she's more of a villain than Adam Warlock is, because...
Right, especially... By the end.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what we've got.
Right.
There's a lot of movies.
There is a lot of movies. I might need to refer to that list.
That's
but
okay.
I have the first pick.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and pick the first. You can pick first. There's one answer.
With the first draft pick,
mm-hmm.
I'm very proud to select
mm-hmm.
my boy Thanos.
Of course.
Thanos was right.
Well.
He's the only villain that's won a movie, so...
That is true, but also that is the correct answer. That is the best villain in the MCU,
I mean,
so...
He had the most time to grow. Like, a lot of these villains are pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
but they get killed off, or...
Or what? They're not villainous the whole time.
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. So, I'm not surprised you picked that. That was the right answer. If I was going first, that's what I would have picked.
Yeah,
so,
you
yeah.
got to.
Yeah.
You got to. Okay.
Okay, so I'm having some trouble here for my first one.
Mm-hmm. I know who I'd pick, but...
I know... Well, I don't know who you pick, but I know who right away my gut is saying to pick, but I don't know that that character is the best villain or the best character. It's Wanda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not who I was thinking you were talking about, but that's fine. Yeah, she is the villain in
she's the villain in that
Multiverse of Madness,
and she has
sure.
some villainous moments in Ultron until she towards the end of course.
Yes, and somewhat in her Disney Plus show. Not that we're talking about that, but
no, but she is a character that is well developed, and we can include things like that. Just like if you were talking about Kang, you could talk about seeing him in Loki, right? Like you can talk about these things, but we're looking at just the movies, so. See, this is why I'm having trouble with her as a villain. She's very well developed through all of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really villainous just in one movie. And if you were just to watch that movie, she wouldn't be a very good villain. or not as good as some of the
true
ones.
No,
on the
it's
list.
It,
that's why I was having trouble with that
yeah
one.
Fair
but
enough, but it's
I love her, so I have to pick her.
Yeah, okay. Well, my team is going to be absolutely stacked then, because
okay.
I'm picking the only other villain that's been in two movies.
Fair enough.
Dear old Loki.
Yeah, that's if I was either picking Wanda or Loki.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I thought you were picking Loki.
I almost did. I probably should have, and then because you wouldn't have picked Wanda.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You got to learn your draft strategies.
Yeah.
Anyway, It's Loki. He's a really cool character, and you like that gray area little bit.
Yeah, 100%.
And he's of course been in lots of movies where he's not the villain. Even he's just kind of chaotic neutral is what I would say.
Yeah. I love Loki. That's the right answer. I probably should have picked him and then picked Wanda.
Probably.
But I didn't.
So. Yeah, makes it easy for
me.
There you go.
I'm having trouble now again. I'm having just trouble all over the place. Because I'm looking at these and I just keep wanting to pick like interesting characters. Not necessarily good villains. But I'm going to pick for my next one, Vulture.
Okay. He was a pretty cool villain and, like, really helped that movie.
True.
Because Spider-Man is awesome. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about Spider-Man is he has so many villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, well, I almost went for Green Goblin, but now since we added the other ones, I feel like I have to, like, put them all together. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for Vulture instead.
For one of the, like, B-tier villains to carry a movie and, like, a reintroduction to Spider-Man like that, it was pretty cool.
And, I mean, we got to see Michael Keaton put on a superhero villain suit and fly. But I liked him as this, again, he is a sympathetic villain.
Yeah, sympathetic villain, which works, it works the best when it's a sympathetic villain and you, like, understand their motivations.
Totally. He's not like I'm gonna be evil. He's like got, you know, sympathetic motivation. So I don't know, as a character he's incredibly interesting, and that's why he's my second character. Okay, are we picking three or five?
Oh, well, I mean, there's lots of movies that we can go to five. We're
okay,
going
good
through, we're going through pretty quick.
Good, because I was like, I don't know what to do for my last one.
So I'm gonna go with Dormammu, actually.
Ooh, good.
I'm
I
just
didn't
like,
even think of him, but that's cool, yeah.
Dormammu's gonna be the strongest one on this list.
That's, yeah.
And he's kind of cool. I don't know.
No, he's very cool.
There's one case where the third act CGI monster was actually worked.
No, he's very cool. And, like, very powerful. Very powerful, so.
Like, unstoppably powerful and... Unless you're really smart and find a loophole, I guess, and die for 10,000 years or whatever.
Whatever it was. Dormammu. And that one I knew how to pronounce because you hear him say it so many times. Okay, I don't think I'm having the strongest team here. I just keep picking, like, very interesting characters. I'm going for Killmonger.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people like Killmonger as
which is why he showed
up
in What If.
One of the best MCU villains, and
I love me some sympathetic villains.
Yeah, he's got a
villainous
point. Doesn't go about it the best way.
No, still villainous. Well, again, so did Thanos. So.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
They all have a point. Just some of the points are terrible.
I have a soft spot for Thanos, though.
That's a little concerning. No, Killmonger's a very. I find it hard for some of these ones that are only in, like, one movie and we don't see anything else. Like, Wanda and Loki are obviously exceptions to this. Thanos, again. But he's just straight-up villainous the whole time. But in order to be in only one movie and still be, like, a very cool character that has, like,
a cameo in Black Panther 2.
That's true, he does.
just a quick cameo. Though.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, like, we're not talking the Disney Plus shows, but there's that. But... to be in one movie and be still a pretty cool villain, I don't know. Thumbs up, Killmonger, but also, like, you know, not great.
No.
But also, like you said, he had a point, so he's my third.
Okay. I'm going to this one's pretty easy as well. I'm going to go Baron Zemo.
That was my next one. I was like, which one of us is going to pick Killmonger, which of us is going to pick Zemo.
He's technically the other villain that actually wins, because
that's true.
He gets all of his objectives are reached by the end of the movie.
That.
Yeah,
they said all for not, like, and you lost. And he said, did I?
Like, and then he gets to come back in a Disney Plus show
and dance
get cool dance moves, and he wins there too. Like, he gets stuff done. I don't know. He's one of the few competent villains, because there's a lot of incompetent villains
true.
On this list as well. So,
I think for my next one, I'm gonna go for some strength and just like straight up villainy, Hela.
Oh yeah, no, good call, good
strength
call.
Strength and straight up villainy.
Yeah,
I've been too sympathetic and nice.
Yeah,
up to this point, Hela, not so much.
she's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's cool.
Fills out that corset thing real
that
nice.
That wasn't why I was picking her.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
You would pick her for different reasons than me.
Yeah. Definitely.
She's badass.
Yeah.
And bad.
Very, very bad. Mm-hmm. Very bad.
But
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What are we at now? That's four. Okay. Yeah. One more each. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So this is my last one.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. That is tough. Whoa. Okay. So we've gone through. Yep. Yep. Okay, I'm just going to go with the OG, the one that kicked off the MCU, Obadiah Stane.
That was...
He's the Iron Man mirror match, but it was a really cool villainous turn. And, like, obviously if you knew the story of Iron Man, you wouldn't be surprised by it. But it was really good, and it was well-played character. And, yeah. I liked him.
No, that's a good one.
And Iron Man is...
He
very
was,
good movie. So.
Yep. He was high on my list because of starting it off, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have so many here that are like on the exact same level. Okay. You know how I was just like, I'm going to go. Okay. Because one is like, again, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is really sympathetic.
I think I know who I'd pick if I was you, but I doubt you're going to pick them. So I don't know.
I think I'm going to go Wenwu.
Okay, yep.
Is that who you were going to pick?
Yes, that was like, it would be for me if I was picking in your spot with who was left.
Or Ego was my other one.
Wenwu or Gore the God Butcher.
Okay, that was another one I was looking at. Because don't love that movie, but he was so good.
He's like by far the best part of that movie and was like, wasn't in it enough. And that's,
agreed.
Not a thing that you say about a lot of the villain. Like, I don't know.
No, that's 100% true.
Ego was okay.
He was just strong and a planet.
Yeah, like, he's a planet.
But no, Gore the God Butcher was excellent.
He's a planet, unlike Pluto.
Yep. I want to change mine to Gore.
You're going to change yours to
Gore? I'm
going to
change it to Gore. Because I was looking at that one before.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Or Wenwu.
Yeah, it's tough. Honorable mention to Wenwu. He could be our e-bug.
Yeah, because like he's
emergency backup goalie.
Okay, that's, I like yeah. it. Okay, I'm good with that. Because he's again the sympathetic kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Gore also sympathetic, but he also has the strength on his side, a magic sword on his side. But you know, and yeah, he is the best part of that movie, and he's both evil and devastating. Like,
yeah,
I feel I'm angry at him, but also feel for him. And he was not, he should have been the focus for that movie.
And
he wasn't.
Yeah. Should have been in it more, or like had time to develop, because apparently in the comics, he's like just completely badass. And
well, and that was the whole thing, is he's supposed to be not unstoppable, but pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like he was given enough like emphasis to have that come across.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He was cool and, yeah, acted his pants off, so.
Christian Bale will do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give me my sympathetic villains. Okay, no, thank you. That is true. That is absolutely the right answer. I think I was mentally discounting it just because, like, I keep forgetting about the movie.
Well, yeah, but.
That isn't his fault.
Even in a poor movie, he was good. Like, the other Thor movie that was really poor, Thor 2, the villain in that is so forgettable, you don't...
Yeah, it doesn't have
whereas
anything. Yeah,
Gore
true.
Was very memorable in a fairly poor movie. So
really that says more about
him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Good list, hey?
Yeah, you should post our lists on Instagram and get people to vote on who has the best team.
Deal.
I'm going to win.
Do you remember who you picked? All five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's recorded somewhere.
I think we're recording right now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't go Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Too easy?
I only got five, and I could.
Mm-hmm. My favorite of the Spider-Man villains is Doc Ock, and I wouldn't have picked him in this list, so I would have felt we were picking the Green Goblin, I guess. But that's why I picked
Spider-Man. Vulture, just has the greatest rogues gallery in Marvel, by far.
It's all about Vulture. Okay, anything to add from this before we start wrapping her up? Because you're going to make a drink, just so you know.
I'm curious who's going to be the villain in the next MCU movie.
In the Marvels?
Yeah.
They're fighting, what's her face?
Oh, right. She's Ronan's co-worker. She's another accuser. I forget what her name is, though. Yeah, that's right. But it's like Kree in general, kind of, that they're fighting as well.
The member of the intergalactic Kree Empire, Dar-Ben, and his ally, Aiel-Dan?
I don't know. She's an accuser. Just like Ronan, so.
Dar-Ben, I think, is her name. But yes. Yeah, she's an accuser. Okay. You're going to make a drink.
Oh, boy.
It was totally... The drink you're going to invent was going to be dependent on you.
Yeah.
Because it was your number one draft pick.
Mm.
So it would depend on who went first on what your drink was going to be. So your drink is going to be the Thanos.
The Thanos. Okay. The Thanos is going to be sparkling water and purple gin.
Yum!
With, it's got to have, the five different colors of nerds dropped in it for the Infinity Stones.
So love it.
Plop some nerds in there.
So five nerds in there.
Yeah.
I love it.
The different colors.
Yeah. That's fun.
The candy nerds.
I will try that one.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it does. Some of these ones sound really good, and some are, kind of questionable. This one sounds really good.
Oh, yeah, this would work.
Yeah, for sure. Good job with the Thanos. So, that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule. Not for getting Brandon to sing I'm Too Sexy, but instead for the custom theme song. We're not thanking you for the...
Yeah, no.
for the karaoke.
Mistakes were made.
You do have the power to say no to that.
Well, yeah, but... I mean,
you're not gonna.
No, everyone had a good time, I think, except for people's eardrums, I'm sure, but that is what it is.
But thank you, Emil, for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. We are on Facebook, most active on Instagram, and you can also find a link to our email there. And like we keep saying, we are technically still on X, but not posting new stuff, but if you want to go and check out the live tweets, especially Brandon's live tweeting, highly recommend. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. Helps with algorithms, especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brandon, remember how we started doing deep dives?
I do, yeah.
Deep dives.
Davy Crockett canoes.
Yeah, we did Davy.
One of our most popular episodes. If you haven't listened to that
you
one.
You guys really like the Davy Crockett canoes.
They're probably like, what on earth are they going to talk about for an entire episode of the Davy Crockett canoes? I got to listen to this.
That must be what it is.
I'm thinking the same thing. I do, but we did.
This one is probably a little bit more popular than the Davy Crockett canoes.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
In honor of spooky season, we are chatting about doing a deep dive on the Haunted Mansion. Perfect, right?
Yeah.
But we are also going to talk about the new movie because it's coming out this week. So we're going to squeeze in a watch of that too.
Somehow.
I don't know when or how, but we're going to. Also, it's Canadian Thanksgiving. So
yeah, the episode might come out late.
Yeah, that might come out on Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But next Monday is Canadian Thanksgiving, so don't be sad if we're late.
Well, we might be full on turkey.
Yeah, or something. Couch napping.
Yeah.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Wesley.
Chapel.